between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is, if we'll ask a very basic, almost childish question, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is the scarier day? Which is the scarier day, Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur? So the superficial answer, which I don't think anybody would actually say on a very superficial level, Yom Kippur seems like the scarier day because we fast and the kittles and shul all day long, and Rosh Hashanah we eat. But everybody realizes that it's actually not true. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Rosh Hashanah is the Day of Judgment. Day of Judgment for the entire world. Yom Kippur is a day of pure rachamim, love, closeness. Yom Kippur is something that doesn't encompass the rest of the world. Rosh Hashanah is the scary day, if we'll call it that. And therefore, it seems kind of funny that how come on Yom Kippur we're busy with tshuva and vidui? On Yom Kippur we're busy with tshuva and vidui, al-chait, etc. On Rosh Hashanah, almost no mention of tshuva. There's no mention of tshuva at all. Rosh Hashanah has a completely different theme. What is the theme of Rosh Hashanah? Not tshuva. Well, at least not in the direct, obvious sense. There's no al-chait. A little bit in Avinu Malkeinu, right? In Ribbono Shel Olam, a little bit. But what's the theme of Rosh Hashanah? The theme of Rosh Hashanah is one thing. Malchus Hashem. Hamlochas Hashem. We crown Hashem as King. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. That's what all the tefillahs are focused on. Take note, right? We're not talking about Tzlicha and Mechila and forgiveness. That's all Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, it's only about crowning Hashem as King. Rosh Hashanah is the coronation of Hashem. So the obvious question is, what's with tshuva, right? What's with tshuva? Nassim Bachbergel said, Pikuach Nefesh, what's going on? Today's the Day of Judgment. Why are we putting tshuva off the Yom Kippur? But the truth is that we aren't really. We already see it. The 10 days of Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, which included also the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, are called the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So we have to understand that the truth is that actually Rosh Hashanah is the root, is the epitome, is the most fundamental element of tshuva. And from there we go on to develop it till Yom Kippur. But the truth is, let's ask a basic question. What does all sin stem from? All sin stems from, it's like Habakkuk, this is your site last week. Habakkuk Hanavi said, Tzadik be'munasa yichya. If we want to sum up all you have to do in Judaism into one dictum, it's live with emuna. What does live with emuna mean? Live with that steadfast consciousness of Hashem. That's all. That's all you have to do. If you're living with that steadfast consciousness of Hashem, you'll make sure not to transgress any of His particular commands. But really it all boils down to one thing. Live with Hashem. Live with Hashem. This is what happens. We get distracted. Hashem kind of drifts into some abstract realm. He's not a regular part of our life. And then, all kinds of other things, right? We can do this, we can do that. We lose our focus. That results in sin. The truth is, on the contrary, on Rosh Hashanah, what we're doing is the root of tshuva. The root of tshuva is reminding ourselves, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, throughout the year I was distracted. Throughout the year my focus shifted. But on Rosh Hashanah, what we're coming and doing is, we begin the year by kiviyachol, coming to Hashem's palace, celebrating His coronation and declaring Hashem Melech. Everything about Rosh Hashanah is just Hashem Melech in an intense way. Right, we're in shul for a very long time. As kids it was difficult. Might add as adults also, but that might, you know, I don't want to say that. But as kids it was difficult, right? It was a long tefillah. And what are we busy with? Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech. We're standing with the Malachim, right? All the Bria is busy. Hashem is taking the throne on Rosh Hashanah. He's recreating His existence. And all the Bria is busy. Anybody who's in the know, there's a tiny speck of existence. Right? There's a tiny speck called Earth in which there are some people, the non-Jews, who don't know what's going on. But in all the upper worlds, the Malachim, and us on Earth along with all of them, are in the palace celebrating the coronation of Hashem. celebrating it. Not just attending. We're celebrating it. We're actually the family. You have to remember that. Right? That's why we celebrate on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not just a scary day, it's a Yom Tov. You sit down at the Suda with your family, you have to tell your family, why are we sitting down for a Suda now? Maybe we should be fasting. Oh, we're celebrating because we're the king's close family. For the king's close family, it's a family celebration. Hashem is taking the throne. And we are, with our status as his closest circle, that's how we begin the year, but we begin the year by bringing that realization back home. And that's how we enter the new year. We enter the new year, came back to Hashem. We're going to live with Hashem again. Our life is going to be full of Hashem. Now, of course, if now my life is full of Hashem, so I better start working out different details in my life, right? This might have a whole list of al-chets, of all kinds of things that might not be congruous with that newfound relationship. But these are just details of tshuva. But the bottom line of tshuva is this: you came back to Hashem. The truth is, you have to realize this is really what the essence of tshuva is. This is what the root of tshuva is. I'll give an example. Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitch said that there are different ways you can approach Torah. Right? You have people. There were different sages who were known that they kept a few different sages. Very different types. They all kept Kol HaTorah Kula, a great Gedolim, but very different approaches. You can have a great person whose approach to the entire Torah is Yira, like the brisker up, the trembling, the trepidation with which he kept, with that characterized his Judaism. And you have the person who it's Ahava, right? Like Satmar Rebbe, right? And then you have a person whose whole approach to Judaism is emes. He appreciates the truth of it. It's all different approaches. So Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitch said, one of the approaches to all of Judaism is tshuva. Now that sounds strange. If we think of tshuva in the old terms that we always thought of tshuva as, you did something wrong, you got to make up. You spoke Lashon Hara, you have to do tshuva. How would we say that tshuva is a way of approaching the entire Torah? But based on what we're saying, we'll take it a step further, we understand that that's exactly what it is. I'll give a mashal. Yes, you've been putting on tefillin every day last year. But yet, this year, you're going to do tshuva when you're putting tefillin on. You're going to put tefillin on with a feeling of tshuva. How's that? I'll give a mashal from my own life. I came to Eretz Yisrael at a relatively young age. Came to learn in Eretz Yisrael at the age of 15. The first stretch, I was here for 8 months. And it was the first time I was away from home for so long. And Baruch Hashem, my situation was not one of those situations where they say the kid just had to get away from home. I very, very much missed home. To the extent that, towards the end, it was already a month or two before I'd be going home, I was counting down, literally, the seconds. From about a month before my trip, I was counting down the seconds. I had worked out on a piece of paper how many seconds I have left to my trip. And each morning when I would wake up, I knew how many seconds I could subtract. I was mamish. I was just so focused on going home. And the build up was so great that I was like mamish chalishing. I ended up leaving like a few days earlier than planned because I just couldn't handle it anymore. I was so excited. Okay? And then I got home. So of course, what am I waiting to come home for? I'm waiting to come home to see my mother, my father, right? Of course. But I'll tell you some strange things. I came home, I saw my mother, I saw my father, and then you know what? I went to the bathroom, and I saw the same broken tile. Same broken tile that I remembered from a year ago. And it caused warm feelings. Ah, the good old broken tile. Sounds strange, might sound strange, but anybody who's really been in this sort of situation can very much identify with that. It's like a fish being put back into water, right? The broken tile made me nostalgic. I went out to the Korean store on the corner and I saw the good old drunkard. He was still sitting in the same place as I left him 9 months ago. Still sitting in the same place with the paper bag with that same shape. You saw the bottle inside? Nostalgic, the good old drunkard is still here. The Korean in the store, right? All these things Certainly, of course, I was coming home to my mother and my father. But being home, every element about it. Oh, once again, having a good fight with my sister. All these things were issues of nostalgia. We talk about tshuva, we're talking about something a lot broader and more encompassing than, you did this wrong, you're going to fix it. That's a very important part of tshuva, but it's all against a much more general backdrop. And that backdrop is on Rosh Hashanah. We came back to Hashem's palace. We said we forgot about you throughout the year. We're reuniting with you. And we are re-entering Hashem's embrace. That's literal. It's not just a form of speech. The Arizal says, the Rosh Hashanah, you think of it as a day of judgment. Hashem is embracing you. Right? We enter Hashem's embrace and we enter the new year in Hashem's embrace. We're entering the new year with that newly found relationship. Now, Mimela, every mitzvah looks different. Yes, I'm doing the same tefillin as I did a few days ago. Right? You're going to take a break for 3 days now. And you put on tefillin on Sunday, the same way you did 4 days ago. Oh, but now it's a whole different story. Now I'm back with Hashem. I'm doing it with Hashem. Hashem is watching me with nachas as I'm putting on tefillin for Him. Every mitzvah that I do is a whole different story. Why? Because of the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. It's the Rosh Hashanah tshuva. The Rosh Hashanah tshuva is that. We go back to Hashem's palace. We go back to our Father. We reunite. It's all about just Hashem Melech. Hashem Melech. We remind ourselves of that. We get our mind back in the right place. We get our focus back in the right place. Once we have our focus back in the right place, everything in life looks different. Everything in life is already a different approach. Now, I'm beginning the new year. Not hand in hand with Hashem, but mamish being carried by Hashem and Hashem's embrace. It's all about, call it romance, call it nachas, the love of a child who's back in his parents' arms and they're just enjoying each other. That's how we begin the year. And this is what we begin on Rosh Hashanah. That's right. Afterwards, we're going to focus on the details. Now that I'm back home, I have to remember what the rules are at home. There are a lot of rules. There are 613 of them. And those 613 break into details. We focus, al-chayt, etc. That's the aseret yimei tshuva. But first is the main point. It really boils down to one point. Hashem Melech. We reinstate that focus. We return that focus. We regain that focus. And just add, in the 2 minutes that we have left, that this is something to really maximize and experience specifically at the tkiyas. The tkiyas is, of course, the highlight of what Rosh Hashanah is. What should we be sensing at the tkiyas? Sensing at the tkiyas, I'll just say very briefly the story from the Gemara. It says that Rav Sheshes was blind. One time the king came to town, everybody went out to meet him. Rav Sheshes also went to see the king. He was blind. So there was some fellow, a scoffer there, he said to Rav Sheshes, we're all going to see the king. What are you going to do? You can't see. So Rav Sheshes told him, I'll see the king better than you. You'll see. I'll see the king better than you. So he said, what are you talking about? They came together. There was a huge crowd there. They were all the way at the back of the crowd. Nobody saw anything. And Rav Sheshes said, now watch. And then all of a sudden, they heard a loud cheer went up from the crowd. So the guy got all excited. He said, the king's coming. And Rav Sheshes said, no, it's not the king. And it turned out it wasn't. It was an honor guard. It went by. Then again, an even louder cheer went up. And the guy said, oh, now the king is coming. And Rav Sheshes said, no, it's not the king. Again, it was an even more fancy honor guard, but it wasn't the king. And then all of a sudden, the crowd grew still. And Rav Sheshes turned to the guy next to him and he said, now the king is here. He said, how'd you know? He said, that awed silence, that manifested the king's presence. Not the excitement. You realize what the Shofar is actually declaring to the Yochel, the appearance of Hashem. It's the appearance of Hashem. You have the Tzibur is saying, the Koil Gadol, right? There's the commotion of the Lam Natzeach beforehand. And then, still, and there's that, the trumpeting, the sounding of the Shofar, which is actually heralding to the Yochel, the Shekhinah is coming. That's actually the moment. It says in the Sfarim, the Bisol Salanter proves this from the Gemara. That is the moment of the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, which means that that's kibiyochel, the moment of Hashem's appearance. Just stand there in the shul. Stand there under your talis and maximize the moment. Connect to it. realize that yes, now Hashem Kiviyachol is making His appearance in the world, making His appearance upon me. He's coming here. He's coming out now, Kiviyachol, as my king. Personal thing. You have to remember, don't make Him king over just the whole world. You have to include yourself in the whole world. Maximize that moment and carry that moment to the Suda, to Mincha, and out of Rosh Hashanah and on to the rest of the year. This is the root of tshuva. All the rest of the details, this is the root of tshuva. And if we can really connect to this, this is our Bezras Hashem, our guarantee to a true Ksiva v'chasima Toiva and a year of bracha and growth.